Hello, and welcome to This is Purdue, the official podcast for Purdue University. Our conversations and stories feature Boilermaker students, faculty, and alumni taking small steps toward their giant leaps and inspiring others to do the same. As Gary Bertolini was transforming Purdue University's former College of Technology into Purdue Polytechnic Institute, two ideas struck him. What if, as the college was transforming to include more high-impact educational practices to prepare students for an era of advanced manufacturing and technology, you could start teaching those foundational practices in high school and preparing teenagers for the unknown jobs of tomorrow? What if Purdue started a high school that addressed those issues as well as provided a transformational education experience and built a pipeline to Purdue for underserved and underrepresented communities? Bertolini, Dean of Purdue Polytechnic, set out after consulting and in partnership with Purdue President Mitch Daniels and the Board of Trustees on one of his greatest passion projects in his educational career, launching a polytechnic-based high school that reimagined education in an underserved area of Indianapolis. Bertolini met with scores of community leaders before launching the first Purdue Polytechnic High School in 2015. It would take another 2 years of hard work, persistence, and ingenuity to open the school on July 31st, 2017, in a temporary location.
The hardest thing to do is change from within. Change happens because someone decides we need to do it. We have learned a lot from changing our college first, and this has helped us to get the high school started. We are showing that you can do this and be highly successful.
Purdue created the Purdue Polytechnic High Schools, also known as PPHS, to serve as an engine of upward mobility by building a pipeline of low-income and minority students to counteract the unacceptably small number emerging from the public education system, not just in Indiana, but nationwide. The schools provide students authentic, STEM-focused experiences that'll prepare them for a successful future. These experiences include internships, industry projects, dual credit courses, and technical certifications. PPHS also offers its students a unique path to college. Graduates who achieve Purdue's admission requirements can gain admission to one of Purdue's over 200 majors. Today, there are three PPHS campuses. In addition to PPHS Schweitzer Center, located on Indianapolis' east side, there's the North Campus near Indianapolis's Broad Ripple neighborhood and PPHS South Bend. PPHS addresses students who could see no meaning with their high school experience.
These are students that are simply going through the motions. They are doing whatever they have to in order to get a diploma so they can get a job. These students actually think they cannot learn. We created the Polytechnic High School curriculum so that it is much more applied in the real world. Students actually see how to use math, how it is applied, how it has relevance instead of just doing numbers out of a book. We believe there is another pathway. The Polytechnic High School curriculum can also rebuild the middle class by opening students' eyes to careers they have not even considered. Every manufacturer in Indiana cannot find enough workers. These are high-paying jobs in advanced manufacturing. We can rebuild our nation in the middle class if we spend more time preparing high school students very differently so they can add value when they graduate immediately from high school. These students will have confidence when they go on to college or get additional training on the job to make them highly successful and highly valued in the workforce.
PPHS Schweitzer Center at Englewood is an innovative school through a partnership with Indianapolis Public Schools. PPHS North and PPHS South Bend are public charter schools. PPHS encourages students to work in teams to find innovative and creative ways using open-ended problem solving to address real-world issues that don't have a single right answer.
One of our callings is to be innovative. We take risks here. Outside thinking can make a real difference. We focus on grand challenge problems We are exposing students to these great ideas. These great ideas lead to brilliant solutions by students. They turn it into a learning experience. If they make a mistake, they back up, figure it out, and move on.
As Indiana's land-grant university, Purdue serves all residents through numerous programs and outreach efforts. Scott Bess, head of PPHS, sees PPHS as one of those outreaches.
This is being true to that land-grant mission. We had to put our name and reputation on the line. We had to do something bold about it. The partnership with Indianapolis Public Schools in Marion County will grow access to Purdue.
From 2016 to 2020, IPS sent 47 underrepresented minorities and 34 white students to Purdue. With the upcoming graduation of the first class from PPHS Schweitzer Center, PPHS could be sending up to 48 students to Purdue, 24 of them underrepresented minorities, in fall 2021.
If you want to go into a STEM field, you need to go to Purdue. If you look at the economic drivers in Indiana, it's technology, advanced manufacturing, life sciences, healthcare. If we're going to fill that workforce, you have to have talent. We have to tap into this community that has been way underrepresented in all of these fields. Employers are looking to increase diversity. Diversity leads to better outcomes, better products, and better solutions. And you can't have diversity if you don't have a pipeline.
Students and families who come to PPHS are looking for something different. Some are looking for a more intimate learning environment or a pathway to Purdue. Others are looking for a second chance at lifelong learning. Students work on 8 to 10 passion projects throughout a year. Previous projects have included designing business plans for hydroponics, addressing climate change and food deserts in Indianapolis, as well as partnerships with area businesses on some of the real-world issues they face in industry. And Bess has seen many of the students thrive.
You have a voice and choice that you don't see in some other places. It's important for teenagers to have some control over what they get to do during the day. They are using their ability and creativity. We're on this journey together.
The long-term goal is, after the students graduate from Purdue, that they return to their hometowns and start filling those STEM jobs, as well as start their own businesses. As Bertolini and Bess plan for the future, they're looking for 100 high schools in Indiana to adopt all or some parts of the PPHS curriculum to start making changes in the local education systems.
We believe the graduates of these high schools will become our future leaders. We have also seen great interest from other cities and people from around the country who are looking at us as a model. We believe that the quality of your education should not be based on your zip code.
PPHS has plans to open another 4 to 5 schools and population centers across Indiana.
The real growth and scale happens when there are collaborations. We are collaborating with traditional school districts where they can do something. With the technology we're using during the pandemic, there is no reason a student in a rural Indiana school can't partner with a PPHS student in downtown Indianapolis.
Bess wants to continue capturing and growing the talents of students of all ages.
My passion is bringing about change. We can show it can be done in the most difficult of circumstances. We owe it as a country to our young people. Let's do something different. We have part of the answer. You can dare to do something different at the high school level, but you'll have all these other experiences. There's talent to solve it.
Now with 3 locations, PPHS helps students and families prepare for the next chapter of their lives. Pathways to college, lifelong learning, and careers in advanced manufacturing, technology, and jobs not even envisioned yet. Thanks for listening to This is Purdue. For more information on this episode, visit our website at purdue.edu/podcast. There, you can route to your favorite podcast app to subscribe and leave a review. As always, Boiler Up.